You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. We're going to rejoice in that day. And we have said it over and over on this program, and we will continue to say it over Make Your Day Count, that how many days we have? One. Yep. Today. Yep. How many days do we have?
One.
Today. Mm-hmm. How many days we should make count? One.
Today.
That's it. All right. I love it. So don't worry about the rest of the day. Just today. This is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's why we repeat it all the time. Because it is true. It is a fact. We only have today.
Today. Yeah.
To make it count. Go ahead, Dad.
So today we must live in the Spirit to be able to produce fruit, to have evidence of a fruitful life. So yesterday we were in Romans chapter 8, verses 4 through 7. And today we are going to open in Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So Paul, he's writing this letter to the Galatians, and he said, look, you're being foolish. Who has bewitched you? What contrary thought has come and taken up space in your mind to convince you to go backwards, right? Because they started in the flesh and then they heard the gospel and they began to live a life in alignment with the Spirit. But now another voice came, contrary voice. And Paul says to them, who bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? So the truth that you knew, the truth that you heard, why are you taking a detour from the truth? Who bewitched you? Who put a contrary thought in your mind that you chose then to meditate on?
Mm-hmm. Because it says, set your mind. Because if you don't set your mind, you will be bewitched. That's it. It says, set your mind on things above. What does that mean? Set your mind on how the kingdom of God works. Because if you don't set your mind on how the kingdom of God work, you will be bewitched by another system. Mm-hmm. I love the word of God. It's so powerful that when you sort of study the word of God and see how it work in its totality, and you see the fullness of that word, and you understand how to direct your life according to the word of God.
And it's something that's continually gone on. You know, sometimes we think, oh, well, 2025, or, you know, we think it's only in our times where there's evil influences in the world. No, it has always been so. When we go back into the word of God and we look at the writings and such, like, for example, this one here of Paul, this was over 2,000 years ago. It was the same thing. There were contrary voices. They had to make a decision. They had to choose each and every day which voice they were going to yield to. Are they going to yield to the voice of God? Or are they going to yield to the voice of the world, the voice of the flesh and carnality? Which one is it going to be? Because if we're not yielding to the voice of God, then we're yielding to the voice of something else. So, you know, there's a saying, when you know better, you do better. So when we yield to the principles of God, that means that we're operating in the principles of God. We're not just hearing about them only, being hearers only, but we're yielding to them. So if we have a thought that comes, an idea comes, a proposition comes, an itch comes for something, we have to go no, and we have to come in alignment with the word of God. And we have to switch course. You know, maybe we were thinking about going to the left. We were thinking about going to the right. But then we find that principle of God that should pull us right back on the narrow path. So we have to make sure that we're, one, familiar with the word of God. So we're familiar with the characteristics of God. So when we're going through the course of the day and we're making decisions and such, we want to line up with that. We don't want to be, you know, caught, you know, too straggling behind or too much away from the ways, the principles, the safety net of the word of God.
So we have to stay in alignment. That's what he said. We have to stay in alignment of the word. We have to stay in what the word of God says for our life. Stay in it. And to stay in alignment, the Bible does encourage us to meditate on the word. And it says we ought to meditate on the word day and night. And John chapter 15, verse 5 says we are to abide in it. Mm-hmm. We are to abide. The word abide means to stay. Yeah. To abide is to stay. And so to meditate is to stay in it. You can be up and down. You get a picket, take the word, meditate on it, stay in it, stay with it. Mm-hmm. Stay with it until it manifests in your life. Mm-hmm. Stay with it until it manifests in your life. The word of God is true, and it must be true unto you.
I heard a good illustration. I was listening to a teaching last week, and the pastor, he was talking about just the principle of giving, of tithing. Mm. And then he compared it to somebody who goes into the gym and just tries to do everything all in one day.
It doesn't
like
work.
They're trying to improve their health. They're trying to increase in strength. So they just go into the gym and they just do everything in one day. They go all through the gym and they do every machine. They pick up every weight and they do everything in one day. It's no lasting impact.
No.
The only thing you're going to be the next day is sore.
And discouraged.
Discouraged.
And discouragement will come. Because I can testify to the fact that I go to the gym, that and what I do, and I map it out. 3 days, I will do cardio. That's all I'm going to do. Those 3 days, I just pick one machine, the cardio machine, and I just do it. I do my 45 minutes and the treadmill. I'm done. I'm good. I'm going home. Do it for 3 days. Now the next 2 days, I'm going to do strength training. I'm not touching no cardio. Now I'm lifting weights and doing those other stuff. And now I do my 5 days. So the other 2 days, I recover. You got it. I just helped somebody who wants to work the gym. Hmm? But I saw people do exactly that. They run, they do 5 minutes upon the cardio. And you look over there, you see them on a row machine. Then you see them up on a bike. They get nothing, Dad.
Then you don't see them till next New Year's.
Yeah, that's
next
exactly.
January.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Next New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
So it's the consistency over time.
Yeah.
And it's increase. It causes us to be able to increase. So it's the consistency over time. Not just trying to come in and try to do
get it all in
one day and think that we're going to make up for or compensate for the fact that we're not being consistent. So we have to be consistent over time. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 tells us, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So where are we to set our mind? On things that are above.
Yeah.
Why? Because our life is in Christ.
Yes.
So our life comes from above.
Yes. So if it's from above, and I know, but that I have to know that it is from what?
Above.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. Once I have the understanding that my life is from above, then I'm going to look for direction from above. Because that's where my life comes from. We have a good example of what I just said. And you did, you said it, Dad. We have a good example from in the Bible. A man called David, who write this, the book of Psalms. He says, David says, I turn my eyes unto the hill. From whence come my help? My help comes from
the Lord.
Who is the maker? So David understood where his life is anchored in. Where it comes from God. So he set it what? There we see. He set in his mind where? About. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's Psalm 121. So that Psalm 121, it's eight verses, and you can use, instead of the word your, you can say my, and that could be a prayer of affirmation each and every day. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper.
Yes.
The Lord is my shade at my right hand.
Come on, David.
The sun shall not strike me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil.
Yes.
He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That was Psalm 121.
So that's a man who understand how to set his mind on things above. So we can learn from David on this morning. We can take that Psalms and we can now learn how to keep our mind on things above. Because everything that is good comes from where? Above.
And he says, I will do it.
I will do
it. Not like us. Sometimes we say we will do something and then we don't do it, right? But he said, I will do it. And then there's evidence that he did it, because then he declares all the benefits of doing so.
Yes.
So he says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And then when he lifts up his eyes to the hills, he says, oh, this is where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. And then he begins to make these declarations. So we can't just know. We have to also do to be able to experience the rich fulfillment of the word. There's rich fulfillment in the word of God, but we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. The Bible tells us in the book of James that if we're a hearer only, we're deceiving ourselves. We're staying on the outskirts of the rich fulfillment that the Lord has for us through his word that he gave to guide us in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.